John Walker Lind entered a plea of not guilty today in a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia. Lind is the American who was found among Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. He is charged with 10 criminal counts, including conspiracy to kill Americans, aiding terrorist organizations, and helping the Taliban. The defense and the prosecution have been trying to shape judicial and public opinion, and in the process have created sharply different portraits of the defendant, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
By now, just about everyone is familiar with the two faces of John Walker Lind, the gaunt, bearded soldier who was pulled out of an Afghan prison, and the clean-shaven, round-faced young man who appeared in federal court. So it's not surprising, indeed it's calculated, that the rhetoric about Lind paints two very different pictures. Consider first Attorney General John Ashcroft.
Terrorists did not compel John Walker Lind to join them. John Walker Lind chose terrorists.
Now, defense attorney James Brosnahan.
In my view, they have brought up the cannon to shoot the mouse.
This raises the question, which John Lind is the real one, the would-be terrorist or the minor player caught in a war? To burnish the image of an idealistic, if misguided, youth, the defense brought out Lind's tearful mother and his stalwart father, Frank Lind.
John loves America. John did not take up arms against America. He never meant to harm any American, and he never did harm any American.
Persuading a judge that Lind is patriotic and harmless will be critical to his case. Rob Precht, a defense attorney at the University of Michigan, says the appearance of Lind's parents is an attempt to soften public opinion as well, including the opinion of a small subset, the jury pool.
Here are these average American parents who are watching horrified as their young son goes on this awful adventure. And of course, it's terrible. Of course, it has terrible consequences. But in effect, the defense is silently asking all American parents, haven't we all been disappointed by things that our children have done in the past?
The government's job is to persuade the judge and jury that Lind is more traitor than wayward youth. To that end, it has Lind's own words. Last week, the government released excerpts of emails and letters that Lind wrote to his family. February 15th, 2000, quote, "I really don't know what your big attachment to America is all about. What has America done for anybody?" End quote. Another, dated December 3rd, 2000, refers to George W. Bush as, quote, "your new president," adding, quote, "I'm glad he's not mine." Andrew McBride, a former prosecutor in the Eastern District of Virginia, says these words undercut the defense picture of Lind, someone who was fighting the Northern Alliance but had no animosity toward the U.S.
If that's the defense, these emails are going to be powerful evidence to the contrary, and I think certainly if Mr. Lind were to take the stand and try and explain his behavior, the cross-examination on these emails would be every prosecutor's dream.
The government says Lind made a damaging confession to the FBI. For example, it says Lind admits knowing in June 2001 that Al-Qaeda was planning attacks against America and Israel, but he remained loyal to the group. The defense is trying to get those statements thrown out by arguing that they were gleaned under coercive circumstances. But again, the defense has to contend with Lind's own words. Here, in an interview with CNN shortly after he was captured.
My heart became attached to him. I wanted to help them one way or another.
Later in the interview, Lind was asked if he thought jihad was a good cause. Definitely, he said. McBride says the government will use these kinds of statements to show Lind's true intent.
If you're trying to say, this was not me, the FBI overbore my will through the way I was treated and the way I was questioned, and this statement is unreliable, if that's the only time you made statements like that, that helps you. But if you made statements like that voluntarily to CNN, that really hurts you.
In the long run, defense attorney Robert Precht says the defense team may be angling for a deal, especially if it can't get Lind's statements thrown out.
What we're witnessing is a slow guilty plea.
He says the things the defense is playing up, Lind's youth and impressionability, are not intended to prove Lind's innocence. They're supposed to persuade a judge that, yes, he may be guilty of some of these crimes, but he deserves some sympathy when it comes time to sentence him. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.